WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In The Island of Lost Maps, writer Miles Harvey leads his readers into the world of antiquarian map collecting. If that sounds to you like a flat topic, book critic Maureen Corrigan says that, like Columbus, you're in for a surprise.
True-life extreme adventure stories continue to sit atop the bestsellers lists like flags planted on Mount Everest. But this season's newest and hottest extreme adventure tale takes place neither on a mountaintop nor out on a tempest-tossed sea. Rather, most of the action occurs in a library. The Island of Lost Maps by former Outside magazine editor Miles Harvey is an engrossing story concerning the one essential item any thrill seeker or explorer needs before he or she departs for a far-off place. That is, a map. But as Harvey notes, the maps that he's writing about in his book don't lead to treasure. Rather, they are treasure. The Island of Lost Maps takes readers deep into the strange world of antiquarian maps, a world constructed out of rare bookrooms, private collectors' studies, and the occasional auction house, places of refinement and dust. Harvey penetrates this world in the role of a detective on the trail of one of the greatest cartographic criminals of all time, a mystery man appropriately named Gilbert Bland, Jr. In the 1980s and 90s, as the market for hitherto unregarded old maps began to boom, Bland strolled into the rare bookrooms of research libraries across the United States and Canada, requested centuries-old atlases, and when no one was looking, razored out their maps in cold blood. Bland was caught in December of 1995 at the Peabody Institute in Baltimore. A graduate student in history who was sharing the otherwise empty stack room with him on that winter's day noticed his slash-and-dash operation and alerted security. Even then, the Baltimore police were reluctant to arrest Bland, especially after he offered to pay the library, in cash, on the spot, to repair the damaged books. After all, the guy had only stolen a few pieces of paper. When Bland paid the library and left the scene, however, he also left behind a notebook, a virtual shopping list of other libraries whose collections he had desecrated over the past few months. That's when the hunt for Bland began in earnest. Harvey's book follows the by now standard and successful formula for true adventure tales, like, say, Sebastian Junger's A Perfect Storm, which chronicled not only a single disastrous fishing trip in the North Atlantic, but also told us readers all we never knew we wanted to know about commercial sword fishing, search and rescue operations, and near-death drowning experiences. The Island of Lost Maps fans out to give us mini-histories of map stealing and the science of cartography, as well as engrossing individual descriptions of exotic maps and atlases. Harvey sometimes strains too hard after symbolic significance, especially when he tries to fashion Bland into a mirror image of his own shadow self. But mostly, he tells a fascinating and, to book lovers, an ultimately horrifying tale. Security in most rare book collections in the United States has usually been kept to a democratic minimum. Any reader with a valid ID could lay his or her hands on priceless volumes. Although major research libraries have tightened their security, they're reluctant to turn themselves into museums. And so, as one rare book consultant tells Harvey, it's still the case that any halfway smart undergraduate student can pay his way through 4 years at a major university for the price of a razor blade.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Island of Lost Maps by Miles Harvey.